This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones on a Victory Monday. How are you today, sir?
Well, doing great. And, what a ball game. And, it's great to, you know, to see our team work through a win like that and come out on top. I think it's, great for their swagger, great for their confidence, and, of course, had to overcome some self-inflicted mistakes there. But I thought our team really overcame a lot. And, of course, hats off to Coach Belichick. He's a tremendous coach and gets the most out of any team he ever has. And, obviously, he's a tough out there in New England, and did a good job of coming up with a game plan against us, bend but don't break, and hats off to them. But certainly great to get a win like that.
Do you feel like you walked away from something like that and you got lucky, or is there some other feeling regarding the win?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily use the term lucky. I thought our guys battled all the way to the end, and, you know, we had some real unfortunate things that didn't go for us. We obviously controlled the clock. We controlled the time of possession and, put up a lot of yards and, felt like we played well enough to win the game. But there's obviously, that are obvious to anyone who watched the game, some areas where we have to continue to improve, and we've got to be better if we want to be the type of football team that, we think we can be.
We were just talking about, we're getting listeners' reactions on that last play. I know they'll flash up to the booth and you guys will be celebrating and stuff, but what was your immediate reaction when we got the victory, and was it all PG-friendly language when we scored that touchdown?
Well, what I do on anything like that, a walk-off touchdown and overtime, or you're trying to hit a clutch field goal or something, or you make a big play, you always first make sure there's no flags. And certainly that was a game where we, didn't play one of our best games from a penalty standpoint. Certainly had a lot of penalties go against us. But obviously when you saw they were clear, it was a lot of good celebration. But, no, I think it was friendly overall. It was just a lot of smiling and relief. And certainly, since we've had the team, we've never won a game in Foxborough. So it was great to get that one done, to check that box, if you will. And as we all know how hard it is to go up there and win football games, it's nice to get one.
Now, Sean Sharif did take a screenshot as they did pan up there, and you had the whole family up there hugging and kissing and everything. Are there a lot of kisses like that in those situations?
Well, I don't know. It all happened so fast. It's all a blur. I just know there was a lot of happiness. Certainly a lot of work goes into, a situation like this year in and year out. And it's certainly after the year we had last year with a lot of difficult situations ending up in a lot of times not where you want them to be. You certainly appreciate good times like that.
Steven, I know one of the plays the Cowboy fans were like, how is that not a touchdown when Dak, half of his body is laying in the end zone, but his torso and legs are laying outside, and they said, hey, it's not a touchdown, and we know the next play was the fumble. Is there anything being part of the competition committee, especially like a goal line situation, because people are saying, hey, there has to be some better technology because it's so tough for a human to be 26 yards away on one side, 26 yards away on the other side, and try to figure out as 20 men ram each other to death where the ball actually crossed the goal line?
Well, first of all, I think the reason it wasn't reviewed is I think they made a pretty quick call that they weren't going to see the ball. And, you could see, obviously see, as you said, that Dak's body had gotten into the end zone pretty good, but there was no clear-cut way to tell where the ball was. You can always assume where it is, but that's not the basis for replay. So I think that's why, you know, I've gotten the question a lot, why wouldn't they have at least stopped the game and replayed it? I just think they looked quickly and saw that there wasn't going to be a good picture of the ball, so you have to go with what's called on the field. But obviously there is technology out there that's coming along. There's chips that being, in the balls, and you have to, see how accurate they're ultimately going to be. You got to have, if you're going to go to something like that, it's got to be accurate. So, it's in progress, but, obviously not to a point where we're using it yet. And, it's going to have to be top of the line technology for us to get to the point to where, but I think it will sooner than later, where you can figure out exactly where the ball should be, whether it's a line to gain or whether it's a touchdown, those type of things. I think that technology is coming.
You made a couple of references, and we were all listening to the game yesterday right here on the Fan and watching the game as well, about the self-inflicted problems and the penalties. How do you go about addressing those? I get, don't do it again, but, how do you go about addressing the actual issues that led to those penalties to try to make sure that they become lessened going forward?
Well, I think it's just turn on the tape and go to work and see where we can be better with our technique. I mean, we all know, which was a big part of the game last night, the offensive holding calls were really the, at the root of this. And, certainly, we've had games where, it feels like when the game was over, things may have gone wrong.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, no.
But those are things that happen, and that's part of our game. And I know those guys, those officials are out there doing the very best job they can be. And, the biggest thing you hear on the competition committee from coaches, from GMs, from people around the league, is everybody just wants consistency. And I know they're trying to provide that, but sometimes you feel like, maybe they weren't as consistent as they could have been. But, that happens every Sunday, and every team's going to have feelings one way or the other on that, and that's the nature of our game.
Stephen Jones joined us here on the KNC Masterpiece on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Stephen, I know we talk a lot about the young players on the defensive side of the ball, but Randy Gregory is just wrecking shop. Did you guys expect for him to be giving this much pressure, after missing so much time?
Well, I'll start, which I always do, with Randy. What an amazing job he's done, with himself as a person off the field. And we all knew when he was coming out, and that's why, we took a gamble. What a great player he was, and how much potential he had. So you knew, you had a good feeling in there that there was a great football player in there, but he had to obviously get some other things about his business straightened out. And he certainly, hats off to him, he's done that in spades. And now, obviously, it's his play on the field starting to show up as well. And, I think he's exceeded all expectations in terms of his return. No one deserves it more than he does. He's very, he's very detailed in his work. He's turned into a leader on this football team. He plays with a lot of energy. He plays hard. And, he's the type of football player you look to have on your football team.
Speaking of another guy who put in the work to really help you out this year is Zeke Elliott. And I thought there was one fourth down where he bounces it out. In my opinion, he wouldn't have got that first down the last 2 years because he was too heavy and too slow to actually turn the corner and get the fourth down, first down. Can you talk about what he's been doing recently and the speed that he has regained?
Well, he's the ultimate competitor. And I do think he's, last year, with the pandemic, there were a lot of moving parts in terms of not being able to have, your off-season programs, not knowing if you're going to play football or not. So, that was a tough year last year, and we certainly could have done a better job all the way around, whether it's our players, whether it's our coaches, our organization. When we end up where we ended up last year, it shows we – we could have been better. But I do think Zeke's playing at a very high level. He's always been, you know, a fierce competitor. And, you know, he's dialed in with this team. He and Tony Pollard are doing a great job, you know, taking care of that running back spot. And certainly it opened things up for Dak and the receivers with the success they've been having the last three or four games running the ball. You know, it's right now, the level we're playing, you got to kind of pick what you want to do. And when you pick it, it does leave some other opportunities open for other players if they're going to line up, you know, not unlike they did last night, and really working on stopping the run, which hats off to New England. They did, you know, a good job for the most part of stopping the run, but certainly Dak and our receiving core were able to take advantage of some opportunities that were there because of the focus on the running game.
We have all been thrilled with the performance of Dak this season. I am curious, can you tell us anything about if and when he will get an MRI without getting into the results? And is there a level of concern about that potential calf injury?
Well, anytime you're sending your quarterback in for an MRI, there's a little nervousness. Mm. But also know how, you know, what a competitor and how tough Dak is, and optimistic that we're going to get good results there. But certainly we'll have to see how that comes out. We'll be getting those shortly. And hopefully, you know, we're thinking positive and think that, you know, he'll be hopefully ready to go against Minnesota.
All right, blink twice if he's going to be just fine. Yeah, you know
you
how.
See it?
Oh, I see. There you go. All right. The other thing too is I was talking about this with Jerry on Friday, I believe it was, and I said I had a dream that Diggs did not get an interception, but he did pick up a fumble for a touchdown. He ends up getting the touchdown in interception form. Should I have more dreams about the Cowboys and their plays?
Yes, if that's how it worked out, I'll take those type every time. And you know, it's just a you know, I was talking to the guys there, and they were you know, on that one that followed up Diggs's touchdown. I think he laid off for Kazee, and I think Kazee was laying off for Diggs. And you know, I think both of them probably, if they had it to do over again, could have made a play on that ball. But certainly, you know, he's playing at a high level. That whole defense is playing fast and playing hard. And you know, every now and then you're going to have something like that unfortunate happen. But I want them just to keep playing hard and doing what they do. They're doing it well.
Are you guys just sitting up there in the booth just waiting for a moment like that? It seems like when fourth quarter comes around, it's Diggs time.
Well, he's obviously, you know, he's a playmaker. And that's one of the main reasons we drafted him, is he's all about the ball and did it really well in college. Obviously, that's translated to our level. And, you know, you just can't say enough about the way he's playing right now. And he's a competitor supreme as well. And just think that we're going to have more head watching him play football.
Did this at all yesterday, like, I know obviously you're always hoping and rooting for the Cowboys and that things come out the way that we all want them to, but this felt like a game that in the past the Cowboys would lose. Were you impressed by winning this game, and did you feel like this feels like it might not be our day at all yesterday?
Really, I think anytime, you know, and hats off to Dak that we feel this way, anytime he's healthy and playing at the level he's playing at, you feel like you're going to win the game. And have all the confidence in him and confidence in our defense. You know, had a few tough things happen early where they got, you know, they got out to, got 14 points quickly. But then I think we got dialed in on defense and we're holding them down pretty good. And, of course, we were moving the ball. It was just we were having some tough breaks in terms of, you know, translating those yards into points. And but really felt like we would ultimately overcome that, and felt like they were going in a good direction there. But I'm glad we were able to finish it, and you know, felt good once we got them stopped and the offense had the ball that we would have a great opportunity to go down there, since we got the ball second, to go put the game away.
Now we have one more team mystery we wanted to ask you about. We've been trying to figure out a couple weeks ago, you had to emphatically shut a door so someone wouldn't interrupt this interview. And when we talked with Jerry on Friday, he had to snap his fingers at somebody and then knock on his desk to get them to take their conversation elsewhere. It wasn't you that had to be told to go elsewhere, was it?
It was not. I got asked that actually Friday, and turns out I wasn't the culprit on that one, which I'm glad I wasn't. But I wasn't involved in the hitting the desk and telling them to take the conversation elsewhere. So you'll have to find someone else to put that one on.
We'll keep looking. We'll keep looking into it. Steven, this is a good time for the bye, or does this kind of slow down things? Do you like the bye week today?
I think we're good with where it is, especially obviously with having a little question mark with Dak. It's good that he'll have a couple of weeks here. And, of course, you know, we have several players on the IR designated to return. And, you know, this will give them time to put another week behind them. And I think you'll see maybe a few guys rejoining practice after the bye. So, you know, I think it's as good as any. And we'll take advantage of this. And I know Mike will do a great job getting the players' feet back up under them and getting them ready to play a very competitive Vikings team. We obviously have the utmost respect for Coach Zimmer, and know that they're going to be a handful as well when we travel up there to play the Vikings.
Thank you very much for the time, Stephen. We love talking with you every Monday. We'll catch up with you again down the road.
Sounds great, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.